Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Truly the Lord is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. We certainly thank God for each and every one of you who are here. Amen. Today in the house of the Lord, in this house of prayer, certainly thank God for those of you who are watching this telecast. Amen. On the internet. Amen. Praise God. We love you. We appreciate you. And we just give God praise for everything that has been said and done thus far. We pray that it has been pleasing in his sight. Amen. At this time, we're going to make ready, amen, to turn our attention to the word of the Lord. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. Because we know that it is the word that's going to keep us. Isn't that right?
Amen.
It saves us. It keeps us. It delivers us. Amen. It keeps us encouraged and comforted. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we thank God again for you. Amen. Thank God, amen, for your standing in the presence for the reading of his word as we turn our attention, amen, once again to 1 Samuel, amen, chapter 30, verses 1 through 4 and verses 6 through 8. Praise the Lord. And the scripture reads, "And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, neither great or small, but they carried them away and went on their way." Verse 3 says, "And so David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep." Verse 6 says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. And David said unto Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail, recover all." Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless your word. Bless your people who hear your word. Most of all, the doer of your word. Open up hearts, minds, and understanding, that your word would be received and be received with gladness. And having received, I've been received, I pray, Lord, that you give us the strength and the wherewithal to do all that you have commanded of us, so that we may glorify you in every way and in everything that we both say and do. Give me the strength, the love, and the compassion to preach your word, so that it will be received in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I want to continue as well as conclude with the subject, Strengthen Yourself in the Lord, part 3. Strengthen Yourself in the Lord, part 3. Amen. You have heard me say that some people, amen, want you to pray their strength in the Lord. Amen. I stop by to tell you that if it was that easy, amen, we would all be strong in the Lord without having to do anything. Isn't that right? All we have to do is pray your strength, be strong. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I stop by to tell you, amen, strength comes from resistance. Isn't that right? Amen. Well, there's no resistance, there can be
no strength.
And so then we must understand that it's going to take troubles. It's going to take trials and tests to bring us to where we need to be in the Lord. Isn't that right? Amen. We're going to have to put forth some effort. Can I get a witness? Amen. Some folks are just like electricity. Amen. We want to take the path of least resistance. And that's why we begin to heat up. Amen. We begin to catch fire. Amen. Because our gauge, amen, of resistance is not as large as it should be. Amen. To deal with the troubles that we are faced with. And so we begin to heat, we begin to burn, praise the Lord. But we're like electricity. Now we can take the path of least resistance. It is what we will do. And so then I call upon David, amen, as a witness, because he gives us a prime example of what to do to strengthen or encourage ourselves in the Lord. Anybody ever need encouraging?
Yep.
Praise the Lord. When they're going through troubles, when they're going through trials, some you understand, some you don't understand. Amen. But you always wanted to be encouraged. Isn't that right?
Amen.
And so I called on David as a witness. Why? Because he had his share of troubles. Did he not? Amen. And I share many of them with you in part one. Amen. If you need to review, amen, just simply go to our YouTube channel under preaching. Amen. And you will find it there. Amen. But saints, when we are faced with troubles, when we have wept until we can't weep anymore. Amen. When the pains of devastation have caused us to hurt and to cry out, amen, we'll soon brought back to reality and realize that the trouble is still there. Am I right about it? Anybody know what I'm talking about here? Amen. And so on this fact alone, we have to encourage or strengthen ourselves in the Lord. Isn't that right?
Amen.
It's not going to be every time. Amen. You can look around and find someone to pat you on your back and say, it's going to be all right. Isn't that right? You won't always get that phone call saying, child, I'm praying for you. Amen. And everything is going to work out. Amen. Therefore, in those lonely times, those desolate times, amen, when you seem like you're standing all by yourself, amen, you're going to have to learn to encourage yourself in the Lord. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. I also shared with you that in time of troubles, that David often composed psalms, did he not? Amen. And I shared a few of them with you. Amen. And they are well suited for your prayer life. Mm-hmm. Amen. If you have one. Can I get a witness? My God, my Lord. Amen. And then from your Psalms, we surmise how David strengthened himself in the Lord, his God. Isn't that right? And we learned that David was teaching us three things. Amen. First of all, in time of trouble, we have to put our trust in God. Am I right about it? Secondly, my friend, we have to stay close to him. Amen. Through praising him and praying to him. Isn't that right? Because you see, praying is communication with God. Don't always go to him begging and asking, but go to him giving him praise and thanking him for what he's already done in your life. Let him know that you're grateful. Let him know that you're thankful. Let him know that you're glad to communicate with him and that you have a place to meet him. Isn't that right? That's why the word say, come boldly before the throne of grace. Lord, God have mercy. I don't understand why folks won't communicate with God, won't take the time, to pray to him and give him thanks for what he's already done. But thirdly, if we do this, you will be made strong if the Lord supports you. I wish I had a witness in the house. My friend. And so this was how David strengthened himself, in the Lord his God. And he was able to face and to overcome his problems. Isn't that right? Only with the help that the Lord gave him. Listen, if you can depend on anybody, it's God. Can I get a witness in here? I already know that people will leave me hanging by myself, Sister Williams. I already know and understand this. That folks would tell me one thing, and they would do another. Isn't that right? I already know, that man will fail me in his weakness, in his unconcern, and in his distractions. But one thing I'm certain of, that God can never fail. He's the same yesterday, he's today, and he will be forevermore. With God is always yea, and not yeas and nays. Can I get a witness in here? I'm standing on promises that cannot fail. You got to believe and put your trust in the living God. Come on, give him some praise. Up in this house on today. And so we have to ask the question then, what about us today? Are we just talking a good game? Are we just playing a good game? My God, happy when everything is happy. But what happened when things turned? What happened when darkness covers your life and you can find the breaking of a new day? What it is that you will do? Perhaps I'm preaching to myself. In times of trouble, do we follow David's example? Can we just consider, a few thoughts along this line? Else as people, we face many problems, even as Christians. Isn't that right? Being a Christian does not exclude from troubles. Can I get a witness in here? Being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost does not guarantee you a rose garden in this life. Isn't that right? We all have problems. We all have situations. We all have to deal with the things that occur in this life. Oh, bless his holy name. Some of these things, are related to family. And some are of personal concern. Isn't that right? Some are related to jobs and the issue of financial security. Am I right about it? In many cases, then, people try to tackle their problems alone. Oh, God help you. Amen. What I'm saying is that they leave God completely out of the picture. Isn't that right? Sometimes they even forsake him entirely. Amen. By no longer praising him. They not only not praise him, but they stop praying to him daily. Isn't that right? They even neglect the assembly in which we gather to edify, amen, one another and to worship God. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, amen, when trouble strikes, amen, it strikes so hard and deeply at the seat of your emotions that you stop praising him. You start looking like you done lost your last friend. You stop praying to God for whatever reason. You don't pray no more like you used to. You don't even pray like you confessed to. Can I get a witness in here? But you're trying to do it all by yourself. Lord God, have mercy. And then they'll stop coming to church. Lord God, have mercy. Woo! They just won't even bother to show up. Good God Almighty. I don't know about you, but I'm always glad to be in the house of prayer. Can I get a witness in here? I'm always glad. To tell somebody that I go into the house of the Lord. Can I get a witness in here? Oh, bless his name. And so the reason then, amen, why it is often expressed in this way, people say, well, let me first get my life straight. And then I'll be able to serve God and to live for him. Well, how are you going to get your life straight, amen, without God? Isn't that something? But I stop by to tell you, you need to listen to this. But God is angered if we seek to solve our problems without him. He's not angry at that. He doesn't like that. Can I stay in the book? Amen. In fact, God considers such a person to be cursed. When they try and solve their problem without him. Amen. He declares in Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 8. He said, thus said the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man and make his flesh his arm and whose heart departed from the Lord. He's talking about those of us who won't put our trust in God. But we put our trust, amen, on the arm of flesh. We put it in our sister hand. We put it in our brother hand. We put it in the hand of flesh and causes us not to be and to do where and what we should be doing on the day that we should be doing it. We have set God to the side. And when we do this, amen, we become cursed. God is angered, and he's certainly not pleased. Verse 6 says, when we do this, for he shall be like the heath, or one who is stripped and destitute, amen, hanging out in the desert. And shall not see when good coming. You ain't gonna be able to see it because you strip and you're destitute. Can I get a witness in here? But the Bible said, but you shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhibited. In other words, ain't nothing growing in your life. Ain't nothing acting the way it should in your life. Can I get a witness in here? But he shifts now and says in verse 7, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Lord God, have mercy. For he shall be like a tree planted well planted by the waters, and that spread out her roots by the river. God will call you to flourish when you put your trust in him. Can I get a witness in here? And the Bible said, you shall not seek when he cometh. And otherwise, it won't even bother you. But your leaf shall be green, even in the summertime, even in the heat of your troubles, even in the depth of your sorrow. And you shall not be careful. You shall not be anxious. Amen. In the year of drought. Can I get a witness in here? You don't have to go buy no supermarket just so you can have in your house. The Bible said you don't have to be anxious. Amen. When things are slim, when it seems like things are running out. I know a lot of you got excited about the egg prices, but those prices came down, didn't you? You got excited for nothing, didn't you? In the year of drought, neither shall you cease from yielding fruit. That's the God who I'm not gonna fret. I'm not gonna fret. I'm not gonna worry. Why? Because God will provide all of my needs according to his riches and glory. But I feel God in here. And show me a good example of God's displeasure when his people fail to look to him for strength is found in Isaiah. Can I stay in the book? Amen. When attacked by Assyria, Israel placed her trust in Egypt. That wasn't good. According to Isaiah chapter 30, verses 1 and 2. Amen. Which declared war to the rebellious children. Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, that take counsel but not of me. You're looking for counsel in all the wrong places. And you won't take counsel of God. And that cover with a covering. You're trying to hide everything, but not of my spirit. Amen. That they may add sin to sin. Woo, God. Rather than coming to me and confessing your faults, rather than coming to me and leaning on my wisdom and leaning on my counsel, you call it under the tongue. Just what they have to say. The Bible says you just adding sin to sin. Am I right about it? The verse 2 then says you walk to go down into Egypt and have not asked of my mouth. Lord, can I go? Lord, is it all right if I go? Lord, must I do this? Lord, must I do that? You ain't asking God nothing because you feel like you are. Amen. Go with it, God. And a bag of chips. You're 3 times 7 plus 5. And so you just do what you want to do. But God said you want to go down there. And you haven't even asked me. You want to go down there. Why? To strengthen yourselves. And to strengthen Pharaoh like he can say. And to trust in the shadow of Egypt. You'll be surprised. Amen. The avenues and approaches that the people of God, the so-called people of God, amen, pursue and take when things are not right in their lives. Can I get a witness? You will stop doing what you were doing when it comes to glorifying, praising, and praying to God. Can I get a witness of you? And because of this, my friend, God promised, now listen to this, God promised to frustrate the efforts of Israel when she tried to solve solve her problem by herself. Don't you know God will frustrate whatever you're trying to do when you're trying to solve your own problems? My God, if you could solve them, you wouldn't be in the problem. We're trying to fix so much rather than turning it over to God. Isn't that right? But God said, I will frustrate, amen, your efforts when you're trying to solve your own problems. Can I share these verses with you? Amen. Isaiah 30:3 declares, therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh become your shame. I knew I shouldn't have went down there. I knew I shouldn't have called her. I knew I shouldn't have been listening to him. Now he done made me shame. My God. I'm more messed up now than I were when I started. All because I listened to him. Shame on me. Lord God have mercy. God will frustrate you. Can I get a witness in here? Oh, yes. Amen. But you decided that you could find strength in Pharaoh. And he became your shame. And the trust, you trust in the shadow of Egypt. Amen. And he caused your confusion. Isaiah 31:1-3 declares. He said, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help. Woo, my God, like some of us, we looking for love in all the wrong places. We looking for help in all the wrong places. Can I get a witness in here? We are not where we ought to be. And that's why we're frustrated. That's why we can't come to the end of the trouble that we're in. My God. But he said, woe to them. They go down to Egypt for help and to stay on horses and to trust in chariots. Oh, my God, everybody you run to. I don't care how, amen, much money they got. I don't care how fine the automobiles are. My God. But you can't put your trust in them. Even when they seem like they're many. Not only that, but even in the horsemen. Amen. Because they are very strong. See, we as a people, we get it twisted sometimes. We begin to look at others, and our perception becomes skewed. Because we figure they got it all. We figure that they are successful. Am I right about it? And if I could just cross over just to have a conversation with them, I believe they'll be able to help me to get to where I want to be. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I feel good. We never stop to consider God. No. We never stop to get down on our knees and say, Lord, what is your will? Can I get a witness in here? But we look at the outward appearance. But we got to know that God looking at the heart. Can I get a witness in here? And so he talks to his people Israel. Amen. Glory to God. Because they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither did they seek the Lord. Verse 2 says, yet he also is wise, and he will bring evil, and will not call back his words. God is not a God that he shall lie. Isn't that right? And his word said that he will arise against the house of evildoers and against the help of them that work iniquity. That's what you've been doing. Verse 3 said, now the Egyptians are simply men. They're prone to error. Isn't that right? They are prone to making mistakes. They are just men. And they are not God. Do you hear me today? Not only that, but their horses are flush. They could fall dead at any time. Isn't that right? And they are not spirit. They certainly don't have no resurrection. Can I get a witness of you? Oh, I love the word. Amen. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, amen, both he that helpeth shall fail or fall, and he that is hoping, he who gets support, shall fall down. And they all shall fail together. You keep running to who you running to, thinking they got all the answers, thinking they got all the money. Oh yeah, thinking that everything is good with them. You stop coming to church. You stop reading and studying your Bible. You stop praying. You stop, amen, electing church night. The Bible says they all will fail. And so you see, my friend, as I make ready to wrap this up, God wanted Israel to trust in him and not in themselves. I don't want to trust in me. I'm prone to hell. Isn't that right? Even so, today God wants us to put our trust in him. You want to know how to encourage yourself? Oh, let me call on another witness. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 through 7 declares. He said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. You got to wait your time. You can't get it overnight all the time. You got to wait your time. Can I get a witness? He said, cast in not some of your cares, but cast in all your cares upon your sister. No, cast them all on your brother. You better cast them on your family members. You know you can depend on them. They ain't done you no wrong. Cast them all your kids on your houses and your automobiles. No, but he said cast in all your kids upon the Lord God. Why? Because he cares for you. And so the truth of the matter is this, my friend. The truth of the matter is this. Listen, listen. It is not God help those who help themselves. Amen. But rather, God help those who trust in him. You are. Hey, my God. And we not until they all understand it. When we leave God out of the picture and solving our problems, one thing is certain. God leaves us to deal with those problems on our own. And without his help, my God, you either want his help or you don't want it. Can I get a witness in here? And one other thing is possible. In an act of loving discipline, God might frustrate our efforts to solve our problems independent of his help. He certainly disciplined Israel in the same way, did he not? I just showed you the book. So let us learn from David, who was experienced in dealing, amen, with problems. Can I leave with you? In times of trouble, look for your strength from the Lord. Trust in the Lord and be steadfast in praising him and praying to him. Don't forsake him. Don't forsake the assembly of the saints in which we draw near to him. Isn't that right? And so then let what David said of himself. be true of us
that's
as
right.
well.
That's right.
He declares in Psalm 63 and 8, my last uh-huh. witness, my soul follows close behind you.
Yeah.
And your right hand upholds me. Lord God, have mercy. And so remember that
God
those who trust in God,
yeah.
Those who believe in God, mind, God will find strength. You will find deliverance. And you will find happiness. And you can take that to the bank. Give it all to
me.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Yes. How to strengthen and encourage yourself.
Yes.
Because flesh will fail you.
Yes, it will.
Flesh will disappoint you.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will.
It will.
But not God. Who is he who judges another man's servant? Yes, in his own eyes he standeth the fallen. In his own master's eyes he standeth the fallen. Yea, he shall be holding up. Why? Because God is able to make him stand. Stand to your feet.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, God.
How about that?
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord God, we love you.
Yes.
Lord, we appreciate you.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, we give you praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we give you thanks.
Yes, God.
We realize and we're unaware. We are aware of the times that we're living in.
Yes, 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 yes.
But we must be aware that you are still God.
Yes.
And you have not changed.
Thank you.
Nor will you change. As you were yesterday, you are today. And you certainly will be tomorrow. Help us. Help us, Lord, to encourage ourselves. Help us to put our trust in you and lean not to our own understanding. Help us to realize that anything and anybody outside of you will fail us, cause us to be disappointed, cause us to be hurt and confused. Help us! Help us, Lord God. Help us to not have any cares at all in whatever season of drought we may be experiencing. Because you care for us. You care for us. Help us to cast all of our cares on you. So that you will keep us encouraged. Encouraged by your word. We cannot stray from this. Help us, Lord. Because if we stray from this, the word teaches us that you will frustrate us. You will frustrate our efforts to the point we can't get anything done. Help us, Lord. Help us. Oh, God. Make our way straight.
Glory to God. What a word.
God, my God,
hallelujah.
Saved to the uttermost. Oh God, we need you.
Glory.
Saved and unsaved.
Yes, Lord.
Wash, cleanse, and fill them with your Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And then use them for your service. Those of us who declare and profess your salvation, renew us, regenerate us. Our commitment, our loyalty, our steadfastness, renew in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Lord, I pray, I hear my cry. I stand in the gap for
you
in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord God, do what you must. Because your word declares you chasten those whom you love. That means it's out of order, child. chasing them.
Yes.
Chasing them.
Yes.
Just trying to know him.
Yes.
Until they turn again unto you.
Yes.
And do all that you have commanded of him.
Yes.
Continue to add to this ministry, David. Such as should be said.
Yes, sir.
Meanwhile, give us the wherewithal.
Yes, sir.
To do that which you have called us to do.
Yes.
To go out into the head. The highway. And compel men to come. And if we do these things, we know that it'll be well with our soul and with you, O God. And we thank you. And we thank you. And we thank you. And we thank you. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name.